The revenue that is collected by municipalities from electricity retail be ring-fenced for only the use of retaining ESCOM for bulk purchase electricity and upgrading and maintenance of electricity infrastructure. In other words, it doesn't get siphoned off into the operational side of municipal operations. The second thing, Chair, is that I don't think the last recommendation is that the partnership is instructing municipalities to address challenges of outstanding consumer debt, so that they're owed to municipalities by government departments. But I think that we need to word that stronger. And I think that it needs to say something along the lines that the department needs to assist municipalities with better financial management overall, and that that includes the issues that have been raised here of challenges of consumer debt, and because it includes things like expenditure management, it includes irregular frequency of expenditure, it includes supply chain management. I mean, we've seen how supply chain processes go awry. Chair, I just want to raise a concern about the decrease on the National Disaster Management Center funding. I know that it's about reprioritization of funding, but given the what we've heard over the past few weeks from the stakeholders about the essentially the unfunded mandate that is being passed on to municipalities. And I don't want to go into that in detail, but I am very concerned about that issue. That we're taking money away from disaster management, but at the same time we're putting a whole new set of responsibilities and burdens in that area. Now I know that the area that is specifically focused here is disaster relief, and I am concerned that we are under pressure from disaster relief in the long run. I think it was Professor Van Zetten who said something along the lines of that there was a drought and the money was not used up and it was rolled over and then they couldn't use it when they actually had another drought. And these are the kind of issues that we need to address for the management of finances. So I think I'll leave it there for now. I am concerned about the approach.
Okay, so this is two points I raised.
Okay, legally speaking, we are considering our position. On the position of the for us to assist
One of them sort of said,
that in principle the point is that the proposal, it doesn't cause harm as long as we allow a space of a quiet process. Because it's not going to tighten up the house and make it difficult for them to have it. The financial management that I thought there's no issue at all. So it's a thing that there's no point in getting to do it, yes. That the department is true. Assist this area where that problem. No one was repeating already. The careful basis. There's no issue.
No, that's it. Look, I don't know if you need to do it. The point is that I'm around the decisions. And then you come at this point where they will generate questions. I'm very bad. But also, I'd like to clarify. I never said the issue was never on the table. The point is, when you need to understand. We have not had the committee to decide this. We have never, there is nothing between us and the committee. Of course, we can't do it. There has never been a discussion. There might have been a first, but there has never been a discussion. And we can't put recommendation on a matter that is not our task. We might be agreeing with the principle that there is some kind of misuse of or mismanagement, not mismanagement of the exchange, but how then do I have this concept of something like that? Is it something that needs to be? Because if you come with a recommendation that you might not bring it, despite a still a policy proposal, which has not been assessed, it has not been debated. If you want to address the mismanagement of the government, you can't then come up with something to do the solution. They reinvest everything, not give you time just to pay for the salary, but only for the decide what to do for the income for the position. So I'm saying, let's have that discussion. And once those policies have that discussion, then we can come back to the house to take a view of the policies that reinvest or utilize a certain percentage or whatever policy view that will be coming out to the house. But we can't be able to come to completely unprocessed. So we don't have to set up this question. We might disagree at the level of principle, but at the level of the detail we might disagree. That is the question that I was very good. I don't think that point is decision yet. It's
true. Is that they are going to have a discussion on the kind of issues. How to do the question of money and the from services that are provided for people. And I didn't come back to that. Surely the money that comes from transport to go to transport and support. You can't have a general fund. I got back to basically covering all of us. Maintenance of infrastructure, expanding infrastructure. The part of the effect to face issue. That's why we make it a very point. We can tighten it up if we have to tighten the first bullet point, and then we can do that. And then financial services, financial management, I think that's a very tough in terms of support, and I think we can do that. Japan?
I'm not sure. But the rest of us, our interest in the existing infrastructure. The only one thing there we are running around the circle. Our municipalities don't have capacity to collect it. See the building. Can you hear it? Talk about the money for transport. A few things they cannot collect. Where are they going to get it? All the people are owing my services to you, so we are going to start a budget here, but at the end of the day, that budget is also not going to be spent. The report we got from National Affairs, so that municipalities are not capacitated to spend the budget. And we are not addressing the issue of to his head. It's not like when he said that Hashem is deviating or lack of perception. He has to say, what is the perception? It's not a difference. It's A. It is why we have we have the first intended proclamation to investigate issues of corruption. We have mayor testing for corruption, whom we use the American budget of Hindu to pass. So if we don't arrest these things, we can come here budget and budget of people to misuse the public funds. So we need to clean up that. That's why 50 years after the implementation of local government, the development of local government, we are still capacitating. That's how we are going to end up capacitating. I know capacity is the process, but we can't every year by this for capacity building. People are taken to the university, but when they come there, they don't even show that they were capacitated through the regular capacity.
Let us we'll come back to some debate on some of the issues that are raised. I find that Kevin's raised can also be raised in the debate here. As we avoid interesting ourselves on everything that is sitting in the camp. And then we can take the point that he's raising and help debate the effort that we're saying. The government is not implementing. Therefore, you should hear everything that we are talking about, including corruption, maintenance of the pollution process, upgrading of infrastructure, all that is part of the investigation. And then I get that. Tightening up the financial, better financial management work, I think it's also good there. The government should assist the municipality, better financial management, all these areas, I think there's no problem on that. And I thought that people were going to have one recommendation on implementation of best basic laws. So this is everything that we are talking about for the country. All of the human eye look at this issue. Therefore, I think we should move there, because we should be able to take the point that honorable mayor can raise the laws, and then we can punish it. It is in some way the recommendation. And then, of course, you can take the point that we are not depressing, it's not about the quality of the issue. Of course, there's no harm for him in the shape of investigating this report to start with the new matter. So there's absolutely no harm for him too. Because then he's provoking a policy debate on issues of maintenance and pricing and so on and pending. Okay.
It's not true to say that we should have a good know that there's been great in the last month.
The recommendation on the second concerned about how we are going to work that because it came out as we are concerned about the trade in the second and being concerned. It's not like an environment recommendation. So I think they need to put forward a concrete action with regards to the
Okay, colleagues, we'll put in some of the areas, we'll have a debate on the issue of electricity, a great debate on this matter. But again, Honorable Melham and another member can raise that in part of our petition. We'll have enough time then to speak to them. They said you wanted to discuss this matter. But they don't sit in the NK, but very difficult to do any contact with Mr. Look at the report. better financial management, we are still on that. We are going to improve it. And in other areas, can be an observation on that. So we can make observations, can go maintenance of the structure, or it can be that an observation by a consultant started taking a recommendation. It was a bigger policy issue. If we take an infant and approach it, it's a bigger policy issue. It's a good idea for us to have a discussion. Okay, colleagues. With those amendments that are proposed, can we have a discussion and then close the matter now? Financial management, the access to the food system. We'll make an answer to bullet number four, number five. We'll enhance bullet number five. Just re-emphasize in the four. And then back to basics cover everyone. The very big talk in the problem is, I think even areas of accountability, corruption, all those areas I highlighted on back to basics. The maintenance of roads, of infrastructure, all of that. And then generally, colleagues, I don't think we could create a problem. That's why I thought we're going to have one more recommendation, some additional pressure case process. And then bringing the committee from time to time. Because generally, this is what we're talking about is there. And then the committee affected the best case process. And then, of course, we may have some differences in terms of how we see implementation of this system there. Then we are going to have a discussion in the next meeting. Next meeting will discuss this issue. Next meeting will discuss the electricity, entrenching, collection, and so on. And then we'll also work in terms of the disaster management issues. There's a bill which is called the community, the pretty one there. The cane gangs, the special people, the razor issue, professors, of course, other emphasis, but generally, they indicated all that disaster issue not there. So, properly. I think we are going to address that as we do the next and implementation of the act. Yeah, that's time to close the meeting.
Yeah, that's the point I want to talk about. Sorry, Chair. Sure. Okay. The election is the one that I think made the election class. That's the question that I'm in.
Recommendation for the only one for the implementation of tech with Facebook, what and the government. And then we are going to conduct our trials, we are going to monitor that. Because back to basics, that from politics to administration, to maintenance of structure, dealing with corruption, crisis leadership, employing correct people for correct positions. I think the very thick document here is to cover almost everything here. I think we're just finding from some of the board. And we are going to take the observation on the specific issues. And the maintenance of infrastructure, the general attack, has not been maintained. Okay. I think Minnesota about 15%. There was 15%, I'm not sure, I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah? 7%. For maintenance of infrastructure. Okay, I think Kevin, you're taking a point that is discussed more or less. But that's a discussion on the issue of maintenance. Not for now. I think we should finalize it. Okay, please. With those areas that you are amending, I think you are happy. Kevin, are you happy now?
Chair, I'm okay. The Democratic Alliance will not be adopting the support. We will reserve our right in this regard.
The as we see here, you're not
adopting the adoption of the report. No.
Okay. That's a policy to start. Okay, colleagues. The Democratic Alliance is taking a view that they are reserving the right. I know in many countries of the point of view, they are reserving the right. We'll see in many areas what are the issues that are going to raise.
Okay, colleagues. What is my group of people to say we can't support policy statement?
Okay. Baba.
So I thought that the report brought next weekend is from the air force station.
Okay.
That's what you have decided and you agree and you're confident.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. You're debating in the show.
You know, the reason here is that other restart is
report is adopted by the Committee to the Resolution of two parties, DA and EFF. There is no other party there that is there. Okay, colleagues, we are here. We have adopted your report. Of course, we reserve your right to go to the chamber and ready so that you want to raise in the debate. But the report is adopted by the Committee. Compared to your eight member. Now nine. Not of 11. Okay, colleague, I think we are happy with that. And thank you, that is good. I didn't know why you're offending. I don't know why Kevin is offending. And but I know that the policy is position of that person. We accept that. But I know that you are very happy with the report. The one thing I did in the chamber, of course, is that you respect your rights. One thing I did in the chamber, but we will appreciate that you don't support the
end. Can I explain how we make these statements?
Yeah.
The principle. Yeah. Because if we don't make that statement, the minute we stand up in the chamber and say something in this report that we don't agree with, then you, the ANC, sit around there, but you agree with the report. Which is not fair, because we might have disagreed, but because the committee has adopted, we've adopted. So we, as a political party, then have to say, we reserve our rights so that we can say in the chamber without being criticized for being in the committee. That's why.
Oh. No, but that's fair, fair.
Yeah, no,
it's a fair point. No, that one is where I said that. How about the inclusion? You won't do that. Once you have agreed, when you agree, the report, you debate the point that you be raised. Therefore, you agree with the report. All parties agree with the report. Their life is withdrawn. They have accepted the report. No, the chamber will allow them to ask for the rest of the report. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll work it out. Thank you very much.
No chair now,
is
it? I see. You are going to discuss the issue of I know that we're not there in the land. In the last meeting, we discussed the paper. I don't know whether we are going to choose that commercial program maybe such as this. When and where? Because until we have a program that all of us we understand is high
value. Well, this program must be finalized. I think there's a problem already. The staff must make it available for members. And then all members of the committee has had this program. And the committee, of course, I think my finalize is there. You said in the program of the summer, because the amendment of the team, every member of the committee is about what they, everything on that here, on the big paper, they're complaining about everything on the agenda. They put in the obligation of our officers, our venues, when help to me, all those things must be worked out for us. And I think we should put our colleagues and the team of course for next can decide to organize that they have learned for us. Even this one is working. I don't think it doesn't work. We don't report and cause problems. We cause problems from this. Colleagues, let us go and debate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.